Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And happy Halloween. It is Halloween night.
I know.
This only happens like once every seven years-ish or something. but yes, it is Halloween. And we've got quite a show for you tonight. You never know what's going to happen when we celebrate Halloween in the corner. Like, we've done ghost hunting. We've done music videos. This time we did something completely different. But before we get to that, Katie, what should people do?
You should go into the chat and tell us what you are going to be for Halloween, what you are.
What you think we are.
What you think we are. Because I don't know if you know. And
I don't know if I know. I do know. But
tell us what your favorite trick-or-treating candy is.
No, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
What is yours?
I love a Twix.
M&M's.
Yeah. I love
no surprise.
Reese's peanut butter cups, but not as a trick or treating candy because they melt too fast.
Fair.
Because okay. Like you're out and like I've always had Southern California Halloweens. I know you had your Halloweens probably a little different. So my Halloweens weren't exactly cold.
True. Very true. You don't want them to melt. All right. Well, let's get right to it because we've got an extensive show tonight. We have done something we've never done on Geek's Corner before. And we were trying to think what would make this year's Halloween extra special. And we figured a whole night in the corner. Whole night.
Whole night.
We're not going to show you the whole night, but we're going to show you part of the whole night. 60% of 20% of 10% of 50%.
My brain hurts.
Something like that. Anyway, we're going to show you that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we show you that, we do have to show you something else first.
Mm-hmm.
IndyCam.
IndyCam!
Indy also is celebrating Halloween, and it turns out he loves Halloween.
Who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed? He loves Halloween, and he loves dressing up, and here's what happened. That guy is, he's a goober.
He's just a little baby.
And he's like, oh, I like it. And we took him to the vet and hopefully he wins. We won't know till next week. Mm-hmm. But there's a Halloween costume contest at the vet.
No one's dressing up at our vet.
So it's pretty, there's a pretty good chance.
So just imagine.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Imagine the video you just saw. Now imagine it at the vet's office. And every time someone talked to him, he got more excited. And then he would sit like, do you see that I'm a good boy?
See him being good.
Do you see him a good boy?
He was very good.
Yeah, he was precious. And now we have a little Polaroid of him.
It's true. All right. You ready to go to the corner for an entire night? 50% of 40% plus 20% minus 60%. I don't know. I'm making stuff up. But here's what happens. Halloween in the corner. Enjoy.
All right, the time's finally here.
Best Halloween episode ever, at least I think.
I've been really looking forward to this. I actually made an itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking at 11, we tell ghost stories. Mm-hmm. At 12,
ghost stories.
We roast marshmallows.
Maybe not that. Not safe.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. And at one, we tell more scary stories. Because I really don't know what else to do. But that's okay.
For everybody at home, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because we're going to film.
Are you going to look for ghost hunting? Like...
Yeah, we've done the ghost hunting before, so we know the ghosts are here.
But this you can see, like, you can document through the entire night everything that happens.
Yeah, well, we
maybe
are gonna...
Maybe even get ghost hauntings on camera, because that would be the real dream, because that hasn't happened before.
No, we've only ever, like...
There's been moments where weird things have happened, but yeah. We haven't full-on got, what is it, the corporeal apparition or whatever on camera, and that would be the dream.
I'm always kind of scared of ghosts. Thankfully,
but
I'm
that
not...
makes for good video.
Well, I'm not going to be alone tonight, so it's going to make it so much easier.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah!
Maybe he'll show up or something, right? All right, I'm out of here.
What?
Have fun.
And who's going to...
What?
You're leaving?
There's not room for more than one.
No, there's...
Have you seen the size of that couch?
There's room.
I'm not sitting in my chair all night.
But you could,
I could go home, and they'll get a much better video of you being freaked out on the set by yourself.
I could sleep on the floor.
It'll be fantastic.
Can you see the couch?
Enjoy.
There's
lots of friends. It'll be great. Have fun.
Daps?
Happy Halloween.
Daps? Come back! he's serious. Okay. I guess we'll get comfortable. I'm not scared. It's gonna be a breeze.
Okay. I guess he's really gone.
Okay. Well, you know what? As my personal hero, Taylor Swift, once said, you're on your own, kid, but you can face this. So I can do that. I can face this. I think a lot of my plans were kind of contingent on two people, so, can't really roast marshmallows by myself. That's, too dangerous. I don't think I trust myself. I'm not gonna tell scary stories. To what? The wall? Okay. I guess I'll get comfortable, and I'll take a nap, maybe. So, okay, time to get comfortable. This is so bad. Mr. Daps could have taken the couch. And there's a pillow and everything. Oh, it's so cozy. I don't remember there being a pillow here. Huh. Oh my god. Oh my god. I just willingly touched a porg. That's gonna be the worst thing I'll see tonight, I'm sure. I'll just go back to sleep. So I have decided that, yes, I had all of these great plans for me and Mr. Daps to have such a great and fun and spooky fun night on the set. But since he decided to, you know, go home, which, fair, right? That's understandable. I wish I could go home. It's fine. I decided that we could still do some of the things that I wanted to do, like telling spooky stories. But instead of, like, telling them to someone who's in the room, I'll tell spooky stories to you. Because that's making the best of a scary night in this studio. Did you guys hear that? you probably didn't. It's probably the wind. You know those Hannah winds. They get really crazy. A scary story is like, once upon a midnight dreary. Right? That's how they start. So, I'm starting to feel like I'm in a scary story. That's fine. It's fine. Again, it's wind. Something you might not know is that actually the Geek's Corner studio is, like, surrounded by trees. It's just trees. You know something else? Taylor Swift once said is the monsters turned out to be just trees. So, yeah, just a tree. So, once upon a midnight dreary, there was a frog named Kermit. Yeah, okay, cool. And Kermit went trick-or-treating on Halloween, as people do, as I wish I was doing right now. That's fine. That's fine. I don't need more candy. I went to Oogie Boogie Bash. I have plenty. And when Kermit went trick-or-treating, he went into a forest. And in that forest, there were spooky trees, and there were big shadows, and, you know, he wasn't sure if he was seeing things, but he felt like lurking in the shadows. There was big creatures with big teeth, and he knew the house with the best candy was deep inside the forest, so he pushed onward. Because when you know there are king-size candy bars, you keep pushing forward. So Kermit goes down the path, and he thought he saw Miss Piggy. But it was just an oddly-shaped bush. But it made him feel a little bit better, you know? He saw someone he loved, or he thought he saw someone he loved, and it made him feel better. It made him feel very brave. So, when he was feeling brave, oh my god, my flashlight's going out. is that scratching? It's not scratching. Okay, it stopped. Everything's fine. If I tell the story about bravery, it'll stop. And then Kermit saw a big shadow, and it was the biggest shadow he had seen the whole time, but he knew how close to the house he was. And so Kermit saw the shadow, and he grabbed his flashlight, like the one that I have, and he pointed it at the shadow. And it was Fozzie Bear! Oh, he was being a silly little prankster the whole time! Fozzie, it was very hard for him to not go, ah, waka waka, every time he scared Kermit. But he did it, and he did a great job. And then they were able to go trick-or-treating and get king-size candy together. And then they left the forest together because friendship helps everything. Like how I wish that I would have had a friend here with me. And then they went home and they ate their king-size candy together. I'm sure that in the morning I'll find out that was just a silly little, you know, the worst part about being on the set alone, you have no one to ask if they're hearing that too. So, I don't know what to do. Okay, since, we know that is definitely not a ghost or a goblin or a gremlin or whatever making that noise, I figured to calm my nerves just a little bit, I would look up ghost facts. Because, yes, I did get left out here alone to face my fears, but I do still have the internet and I do still have my phone. I shouldn't have said that, probably. But for now, yeah, I still have it. So I have just found 15 ghost facts for fans of the paranormal. Okay. And it was published in July of this year. So it is up to date. Up to date information about ghosts. So let's read them together, shall we? One, a ghost can be defined. I don't know what simply put, a ghost appears to the living in an often recognizable form, but not always. Oh no. Okay. Two, there are different types of ghosts, which is not, oh boy, that is not soothing to me. It's really not. There is not just one typical ghost. A poltergeist, a noisy ghost, can make things move around in your house. Yeah, I'm sure that a noisy ghost is just a coincidence. That's what that is. Okay. Three. The Tower of London is full of ghosts. But I'm not in the Tower of London. So I'm safe. I'm safe here. The Tower of London is nearly 1,000 years old, and it has had plenty of time to build up a big roster. Spectral guests include the ghost of Anne Boleyn, Lady Jane Grey, and even a ghostly bear. Okay, no, I'm just, just hearing things. I wish I knew Morse code. Tools are used to track ghosts. We've done that before. And nothing was super conclusive here, so, I don't have any tools tonight, so that's fine. The word ghost comes from an Old English word. I don't see anything, so we're good. A chicken's ghost wanders around London. It's believed that a ghost of part of a chicken wanders London. That's weird. Why are there so many facts about London? I don't understand that. Some Romans believed in ghosts. I don't know if that means I should or if I shouldn't. The witching hour is when ghosts are most likely to be seen. As the name suggests, this is time during the night where supernatural and paranormal happenings are likely to happen. Ghosts are said to be at their most powerful during the witching hour. Witching hour is not till 3. It's 2:30. I'm sure nothing's gonna happen. Over half believe they've seen a ghost. I don't know if I'm in that camp or not, and I hope I'm not after tonight. That would be great. People offer food to ghosts, so maybe if there is a ghost in here, I could feed it. I go pieces. A book? No. Mr. Gaps would be upset if I fed a ghost a book. What's it gonna do with it? Can't read. Can it? Can ghosts read? You'll probably see a ghost at Hampton Court. Okay, this feels very, very English. I must have... They're not putting U's in places, though, so I don't know if this article's British. Maybe they just really love England. Is that a ba-doom-tsh? Like, it's all a joke? Are the ghosts being funnier? It sounded like a beat. The ghost had rhythm. That was cool. So I might see a ghost at Hampton Court, but I might see a ghost at the White House, because it says the White House is haunted. There have been sightings of Abraham Lincoln. That's cool. It only names Lincoln. So I don't know if I might see a ghost, but I might only see Lincoln. That'd be kind of weird. I think I'd like to see him, though, because does he look like the painting? Does he look like how he described himself in Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln? You know, these are the things I'd like to find out. And number 15, the best film about catching ghosts is Ghostbusters. That doesn't feel like a fact. Or like a ghost fact. I mean, it's correct, but I don't. And my phone's dead. So now I am your reporter on the ground. We're going to pretend that it's 2001, and I'm going to show you my favorite thing on the set, which is this lovely, lovely map of Disney's California Adventure. Grand opening, February 8th, 2001. So, let's take a tour, shall we? Of, I think the greatest place that's ever existed on this earth. So when you walked in, this, actually most people don't know this. This is a postcard. Yeah. Much like our friend Clocky likes postcards. Walking in, you were walking into a postcard. So this right here, they were mosaic that, represented a lot of different things about California. So there was like Catalina that made it in there. That's cool. There was also like wine country there doing things. Love that. What is not depicted here, what a bummer, is that, yeah, it's not depicted. Oh, there it is. There were deer that wanted to be in the new Disney theme park so badly that they were depicted jumping over the gates. That's a fun fact that you might not have known. And then you walked in and it was, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge, which does exist again, kind of, in California Adventure. But this one, the monorail went through. That is very special. And then you walked in and it was Sunshine Plaza, which is now Carthay Circle. So that is probably about where Carthay Circle currently is. And let's go to the right. Let's go to Condor Flats, because we have to save the best for last, even though I'm not going to be able to make a circle on DC1. But that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. Condor Flats. You also had Burbank ice cream. You had a Golden Zephyr. It's great. It's a little train. Choo-choo. Okay? And you went into Condor Flats. Look at these people. They're having so much fun. They love Condor Flats. Here you had Soarin' Over California. I would say that this is an opening day attraction that still exists, but I don't know that I can say that, because Soarin' Around the World is not an opening day attraction. But, you know, for 2 months out of the year, we get it back, which is sometimes cool. And then, let's follow. This is still there. This is the entrance to the Grand Californian Resort and Spa. That plane's still there. Cool. The bear, still there. We love the bear. This is kind of unchanged. Except the only thing is that the trees have gotten really big and you can't really see the bear anymore. But that's fine. But Grizzly Peak Recreation Area, I also don't think it's called that anymore. I should look that up. I don't know. Redwood Creek Challenge Trail, still there. Love that. They realized that they had a good one with that. The Camp Circle, where I wish I was right now. But, no, that doesn't. The Bay Area. This is where you could see Golden Dreams. Just depicted very strangely, because this now is where the Golden Gate Bridge is. Right. Yeah, yeah. If you've been recently. If not, welcome. And then we'll go, let's go this way. Treasures in Paradise and Avalon Cove by Wolfgang Puck. Now that didn't last very long. That was like a year, maybe. Then we go to Catch a Flave. Now it's Adorable Snowman's Ice Cream. But Catch a Flave did something very cool in that you could get a vanilla ice cream with a swirl on the outside. And the swirl on the outside was different flavor. You could get like lemon. You could get cotton candy. Chocolate. Those are the only flavors I remember. But there was like 12, so it was great. Okay, this is where we kind of get kind of sad because none of this really exists anymore. California Screamin', still there rethemed. King Triton's Carousel, still there rethemed. Sunwheel, still there rethemed. Boardwalk Games and Shops, still there rethemed. Orange Stinger, still there rethemed. Malibuumer, gone. Actually, for the sake of this video, dead. Never coming back. Gone. Pizza Umamo. Burger Invasion. May she rest in peace. SS Rustworthy. No one, I think this is. Mulholland Madness. Say it with me. Still there, rethemed. Jumpin' Jellyfish. Still there. Not rethemed. Amazing. Golden Zephyr? Still there! Okay, now let's do swoop, 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 swoop. Oops, also this is pre-World of Color. There's nothing in Paradise. Okay, Pacific Wharf. This was still there up until like 2 months ago because then it's Samurai Tokyo now. But what I think is so funny about this map, Lucky Fortune Cookery is here. Cocina is there. And if you've been to Disney California Adventure, you know they have since flipped. Yeah, that's what they did. The Bodine Bakery, still there. Mission Tortilla Factory. Gone but never forgotten. Stack of tortillas on your birthday. A real one. A real one. We miss her. We really do. And then we get into such a wonderful showcase, Bountiful Valley Farm, because every child wants to play with tractors. As you can imagine, no longer there. It's also where San Andreas Shakes was. You could get the famous date shake. I would never drink that, but you could. And then it's tough to be a bug. So, little history lesson here. It's Tough to Be a Bug was an opening day attraction. Bugland was not opening day. But they rethemed this area to be Bugsland. And guys, say it with me. Still there, rethemed. To different bugs, actually. Like there's ants and spiders. Too scary to think about. So yeah, that's that. Okay, then we're gonna go Seasons of the Vine. Gone. That is where Blue Sky Cellar is, but that's also kind of gone, depending on the day. Okay, so now we're gonna go into the creme de la creme. We're gonna save the best part for last. ABC Soap Opera Bistro, gone. Okay, gone. Soap Link, I don't even know what that is. Off the Page, still there. Back to Neverland. I did not realize that we had Back to Neverland. I'm learning new things all the time. Sorcerer's Workshop, kind of still there. The Art of Animation, still there. Drawn to Animation, I think still there. We just renamed it. And then let's go to the Hyperion, where we just had Rogers the Musical. And at the time, they are not advertising what was there. It's the theater. I guess they didn't want to date themselves. You had Hollywood and Dime, which is where Flynn's Arcade was. Carol's Plane was at one point. No longer. So what you might not know about this is that it was not that they ran out of money to build the theme park. That is not what happened. It's a backlot. It's designed to look like that. So this is where the Hollywood backlot stage was. Fairfax Market, still there. I just bought a water bottle there recently. Rizzo's Prop and Pawn Shop. Superstar Limo. Still there, we think. And you all know I had to say it for last. Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D and all of that.
Yes.
High art, you know what I mean? That's DCA 1.0 for you. It's my version of a scary story. Actually, this story has the scariest ending of all. Ooh. And that ending is they spent $2 billion to re-theme it. Ooh. It's all gone. I miss DCA 1.0. Okay.
After a long and scary night of telling you all of the stories I can think of, I think it's time for me to go to sleep. So, good night, everybody, and we will see you around the corner, since there is no one else here to say that. Please hear that? We're just gonna. I think. Guys. I think we're gonna get a ghost camera. I hope it's friendly. Okay, the door's open. The noise stopped. Oh my gosh. Do you hear the rattling? Who's there? Is there someone there?
Of course.
Harry Larry?
Yeah, I've been trying to get in all night.
The noise was you?
Why do you have a camera set up?
Because we were doing a Halloween episode. Harry Larry, I thought Mr. Dapps told you.
Hi. How are you? Are we having fun yet?
So, it was you making that noise all night?
Sure.
What was the noise?
Well, I'm kind of short.
Yeah.
And the lock's kind of high.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get the key into the lock.
Oh, buddy. If you had just said, hey, it's me, Harry Larry, I would have let you in.
Oh.
Bud, do you want to hang out?
Actually, no. It's kind of creepy in here. I'm going to go back home. Bye.
So everybody has dipped out because it's too scary. It's just me.
Bye.
Bye, Harry Larry. What are you gonna do, right?
So how was an evening in the corner, Katie?
It's less fun than it looked, but...
I was going to say, it didn't look that fun to me. I was like, that couch is super short, and there's nothing comfortable in here.
Oh, and
this is not a comfortable. Like, it's comfortable for a half an hour.
And I'm sure that I actually don't know, because you know how sometimes you see things on camera and you're like, oh, and you imagine, you fill it out. I don't know what the public perception is of the Geeks Corner set.
Does it feel comfortable to you?
But it's not as big as you'd think it is either.
No, it's not our biggest set. It's not our smallest set. I will say that.
But there's no real place. I did consider going to the floor a few times just because the couch is.
And the carpet is comfortable.
Yeah.
Not only does it absorb sound, it's very comfortable carpet.
That's true. It came from my house.
It's true. All right. Well, we are running out of time for this Halloween episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. Katie, what should people do?
First and foremost, happy Halloween. We hope you are all out there having a very safe and fun Halloween. We hope that you drop in the comments what your best trick-or-treat haul was. Tell us if you hit some king-size houses. And then go to daftsmagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens, because there's always so much. Also, from there, you can subscribe to our mailing list. You could also find our Patreon, where you may have noticed that we are now giving Patreon a shout-out at the end of the show. So if you want to join that list of lovely people,
end up in the credits.
You could find our Patreon.
That is very true. Make sure to also subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is one of the places I will be posting from as I fly off to Japan tomorrow. And craziness. But I'll have videos up there. I'm hoping to do a daily vlog that's like a mini vlog, a micro vlog, if you will. But it'll be a very quick, like, this is what I did today. Maybe under a minute. We'll see. Maybe it'd be a short then. I don't know. Anyway, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure to follow me on the socials too, because I will be posting in a couple places. And I'll also be putting some exclusive content on Patreon, as Katie mentioned as well, during the trip, which is probably where you'll see the most. And if you want to see something specific, that's the easiest place to ask, because that one actually has notifications on my phone. But that is all the time we have for you this week. Very happy Halloween to all of you. We will see you around the corner.
Bye.